സ്നേഹം ശ്രീ ഗുരോ ശ്രീജിത്വ പദകമണം ശ്രീ ഗുരോ വൈഷ്ണവാം ശ്രീരൂപം സാഗ്രദാസം സഹഗണ രഘുനാഥാന്വിതം തം സജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യമേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദാം സഹഗണ ലളിതാ ശ്രീവിശാഖാം വംശാകൽപ്പതരൂഭ്യ കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യവതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ നമോ മഹാബുദാന്യായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേമപ്രദായ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യ നാമ്നേ ഗൗരവേ നമഃ. All Gauri, Gauranga, and Divine Spiritual Master, and all the Vaishnavas. Now, we are the eternal servants of Lord Krishna. We are this to sing the glories of Lord Krishna, to repeat the name of Krishna, and by that we will attain the eternal bliss. Instead of Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karma, he is the cause of all the causes. He is Adi, beginning, and none is prior to him. He is all merciful. He is eternal bliss. Satchidananda Vigraha, all existence, all knowledge, and all bliss. And he is called Govinda, who attracts all the jivas, those who are animate and inanimate, two types of jivas, and those jivas are being attracted only by Lord Krishna. That attraction we can use it as a devotion and service. Now, whether we want to do his service or not, we will be attracted by him, and definitely we will be forced to do his service. He is so powerful. He is so attractive. Though we determine not to serve him, we have to serve. If not today, tomorrow. If not in this birth, next birth. Because we have got eternal relationship with the Lord. So, just like the iron piece and the magnet, it is eternal, what you call attraction, that eternal attachment we have got. Unfortunately, when we forget him, we will be moving in this world through not one but millions of births. And after taking birth and again embracing death, this thought of Janma and Marana. Birth and death continues from how many births? We cannot give a count. We do not know. And now it is our fortune that we have attained this human body. This human body is only for the service of the Supreme Lord. It is not to enjoy the worldly material objects. It is only to realize, to have eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Now if we use our valuable life by playing, by drinking, by sleeping, and by fighting like dogs and cats, then the life is ruined. We do not know whether we will get it again. There is no certainty, there is no guarantee that we will get the human body again. Now, fortunately, we got this human body. Now this human body should be properly utilized. But how to utilize it properly? We must approach a bona fide, a realized Vaishnava or a sadhu. Through the association of a sadhu only we can come to that stage where it is told in Bhagavata, na sadhayati, na rodhayati maam yogo na sansa dharma udbhava, na svadhyaya patatyaya datha bhakti mamurjita. Now he says, I cannot be controlled by anybody in this world. I am uncontrollable. Agita, none can able to conquer me. Unconquerable. So who can conquer me? Only a surrendered devotee who surrenders to me completely and unconditionally who surrenders to me, he can only conquer me. Unless I am unconquerable, I cannot be conquered by anybody, any power. There is none who is equal to me or who is superior to me. I am the cause of all causes. I am the creator. I am protector. And I am the destroyer. None could compete with me. I am Adi, Anadi, Govinda, Sarvakarana, Karana. The cause and effect, he is the cause of all the causes. The origin, the fountainhead, from whom this beautiful world has come down. We enjoy this beautiful world. We forgot our belief and we forgot ourselves. Now we don't desire to come back to Godhead. We never want, we have come down from Him. Now again you must go to Him, back to Godhead. We have come down from the God and we have returned to the God. But we don't want it. We forgot it, that we have come down from the God. we are influenced by the deluding potency, Maya, illusion, and we think we are happy dancing. All dancing, singing, drinking, eating, sleeping, and sex enjoying, this is not only for human body, but beasts and birds and all the insects, even all do the same thing. Nidrahara bhayamaitunanta samanyametabhi pasubhinanam dharmoi kezam adhiko vise dharmena hina pasubhinanam. So, all of us, if we cultivate devotion to the Lord, which is called Bhagavata Dharma, then only we can be free from the influence of the deluding potency, Maya. So, how to? What is the procedure? Procedure is association of sadhu. If we have faith on the procedure, then certainly, if we are sincere, necessity is the mother of invention. If we feel necessity, that we should go back to our eternal Father, where from we have come down to this world. We identify ourselves as English, French, or joined to an Indian or American, but actually Brahmin or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Sudra, no. We belong to no creed, no class, no caste, no country, no national, no. We are eternally the spiritual soul. That spiritual soul is eternal. The body, or now we see our body, the physical body. This physical body is not eternal. It is transitory. Today it is. We do not know what will happen tomorrow. But the soul that dwells in this body, it is eternal. We should know the sign to go back to the Lord by devotees, the surrendered devotees. The devotee who has na krodha, na tamasajyam, na lobho, na shubham, bhavanti kita punyanam, bhaktanam, punyotsami. A bhakta has all good, excellent qualities, pure qualities. He is pure in the mind, pure in the heart, and pure and talk. Everything is pure like gold, 24 karat gold. Now, if we are desirous of knowing ourselves and realizing the cosmos, the cosmic energy, Maya, which is deluding us, we can understand. And then we will try to be free from the bondage. We must approach tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnanina tatpadarsana. How to attain this knowledge? We must surrender to a guru. Vidhi pranipate, surrender. Pariprasnena sevaya, we must clear our doubts from him. We ask the questions relating to understanding or to practice, because to hear is to obey. We are ready to follow him, and whatever difficulties in the way, devotional way, that should be cleared by him, and we should do his service. Through service, through surrender, we can realize the truth emanating from the Divine Master, and then we will put that into practice. And that also depends upon the blessing of the spiritual master. If the spiritual master bless us, then he will show the path, and to travel in that path, he will give the energy necessary to travel, and the qualification necessary to maintain that spiritual path. Without that, it is difficult to understand the truth, absolute truth, and to follow or to practice and make our life divine. Humble we should be. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to this world 515 years back, in this world he has taken his advent in Nadia district on the banks of Ganga, Bhagirathi in India, and he is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. He appeared in this world as a devotee of Lord Krishna, but actually he is no other than Lord Krishna. Being Krishna as a devotee, he taught us, he mixing with all the devotees, and in the association of devotees, he discussed about devotion, he taught about devotion, and in the devotion, the main thing is that Harinam Sankirtan. Harirnama, 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 Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. In Kali Yuga, there is no other way. There is no other way except repeating the Divine Name. And what is that Divine Name? It is told in Kali Santana Upanishad. Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama Iva Kevalam. What is that Harinama? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These 16 Namas. Whether you say Hare Rama first, and then Hare Krishna second, or you say Hare Krishna first, and Hare Rama, second. No problem. Same thing. If you say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, again you say, Hare Rama comes first. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. If you see Hare Krishna comes first, and then Hare Rama comes first. Which is first and which is second, no question. But this Harinama is, of course, we can understand the spiritual master, and we can understand the Supreme God, Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna, then through His blessing, through their blessings, through the blessing of the Vaishnava, we can understand Vaishnava. Through the blessing of a spiritual master, we can understand the spiritual master. Through the blessings of Lord Krishna, we can understand Lord Krishna. So, in all these three places, we have to surrender. Our knowledge is not sufficient and full. We have got very insignificant knowledge, and we cannot understand this. Our senses are limited. With our limited senses, we cannot not understand the unlimited, who is Ananta, who has no beginning and no end, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. He is the cause of all the causes. He is the origin. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. He is always there. He is called the truth, absolute truth. Absolute truth means which has no present tense and past tense. Ever present. Except Lord Krishna, whatever you see, it is under future and past. You cannot avoid future tense and past. Because it is moving. This world is moving. This material world is moving. But may a matter is moving through the existence of the Supreme Lord. He is the very best. Ishvara sarva bhutanam pradeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayam sarva bhutani yantra gulhani maya. He is the movement of the world, or the animate, inanimate world, and everything. The life of lifeless. Everything is in everything itself. He is dwelling everywhere. Everywhere, all pervading. Then how can you misunderstand Him? You are talking. Who is there who has the power to talk through your tongue? He is talking. The capacity, the energy we get by His existence. He is existing in me, and through His help I talk, I walk, I act, I sit, I sleep. Not you, even the wind blows, the sun rises, the sunset, and the fire, the flame rises, and the water flows. So, in everything, every object, He is the indweller. So, we must know that, because we are human beings. We have invented so many things in the scientific world. No dog, no cat has invented. It is a man who has invented. But by inventing those material signs, they are not great, because that material sign which helps a man to progress and which helps a man to commit suicide. One material progress and material destruction progress and destruction is always there. It is not eternal. It grows. Naturally it grows. And now it decays. And afterwards it destroys. So construction and destruction, invention and destruction, everything is the material side. This material side is active only through the blessing of the Supreme Lord, Supreme God, Supreme Truth. That Supreme Truth, it is the Supreme Lord, the Lord, personal, impersonal. So personal Godhead are Krishna, and many incarnations are there. And impersonal Godhead is Brahman, which cannot be understood by our brain, which cannot be expressed through our tongue. We cannot speak about it, not we can realize it through our intellectual brain or through our mind. We cannot discuss it. So, it is the personal Godhead we can understand. We can hear all the pastimes from childhood to last. So from the day of appearance to the day of disappearance, we hear so many charming spiritual functions, acts performed by the Supreme Lord. Jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyuttanam adharmasya dadatmanam sijamyam. He comes to this world to establish the religion, eternal religion, and to destroy the kingdom and those who practice these demons, and protect only the devotees who are the eternal servants of the Lord, who always surrender to Him, and to protect them. The Lord comes often to this world to make them happy by realizing it. So now we are human beings. Our humanity, we have got, we are very, people are busy, and holidays, there is no holiday for them. What is that holiday? Holiday? No holiday. They are under the influence of passion and anger and forgetfulness and malice and arrogance. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and master. They are the servants. Not the servants. They are the slaves. They are the slaves of six enemies. Everybody, every human being has got six enemies in them. But they know that. But they never care. While enjoying through their organs or senses, they forget a drunkard. A drunkard knows drinking is harmful, a smoker, even the advertised smokers will get what is uncurable disease. What is it called? Cancer. So nobody should smoke. But do you stop it? Nobody stops. Everybody knows. And drinking, too much drinking, by they will become pauper. Not only that, they are influenced by karma, anger, and compassion. Or human beings, we boast ourselves that we have invented this, we are traveling in space, we are traveling, we are hearing by radio or television, we see the person and we hear the world of the person. Advancement in science has come to an end. Now people have to sacrifice because too much production of material science, this will bring unemployment. And now they have to be very careful. In spite of that, they can avoid the destruction only by submitting themselves, surrendering themselves to the Supreme Lord Krishna. By repeating the divine name of the Lord, we can conquer the destruction. Satru Chedaika Mantra, Sakalam Upanishad Bhakta Sambhujya Mantra, Sansaro Cheda Mantra, Japa Japa Satrasam, Sri Krishna Mantra. By that you can destroy your enemy and you can control the Maya and you can control the six enemies that are in you through nama. You are under the influence of passion, kama, rodho, anger, lobho, greediness, and moha, forgetfulness, mada, arrogance, and matsarja, and matsarja. Matsarja is also a sort of arrogance, malice. So these six enemies, if we can control through our advancement of science, then only the generation and the world will be happy. And when we are carried away by the six enemies, we cannot control the six enemies, we follow always the dictations of the enemy, whatever they want, we supply. In 24 hours we do the service of the six enemies, six masters. They are not enemies, masters. They are dictators. You do this. So we do it. So after following carefully and obediently to their order, are we happy? No, we are not happy, but we are shameless. We have no shame to reject them and avoid them, not obey them. We follow this shame, whatever they do. They have no kindness towards us. They are always very hard masters, they are. They never see that day and night, 24 hours a day, I am working under them. 24 hours, 6 months. One is not anger is there, karma is not there, cobra is there, and anger is there, and passion is there. All these masters, they are caring and extracting service from me. And they are right, they have no kindness. Their very hearts are like steel. So, such master, because I have got no shame to do service under such master. Samayata sarnama bhayam nijukvatma rasa. O Lord, till now I have served them for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, till the death bed, till the death comes. Well then, I will be supplying the orders of those masters. Now, if through our revealed scriptures, if we can understand that we have spent our time uselessly, and we should not continue that service, we must give up that service and accept the service of one master, who is my Lord, who is my God. So I request the God, O Lord, you please engage me in your department. I will never do service of so many masters. You are my master. He is my master. Now if I surrender, then I will enjoy real happiness. But that you cannot visualize it without entering in the margin of this Lord. That margin is spiritual land, and this is material world. We are in material border. No, not in material border. We are in the deep material land, material. And if we come to the border of material, then spiritual comes. And after crossing the material border, when we enter into the spiritual land, then we will be completely changed. Our thoughts will be completely changed. It is a, there is a story that once the Indra, the lord of the demigods, became a hog due to some curse he received. That he became a hog. Now, after continuing that hog life, now the time has come to get relief. Brahma suddenly came to him and asked him, "You are Indra. Due to some curse you have become a hog. Now you are enjoying the dung and the stools of human bodies. That is rejected. And that you eat. And you maintain your children, hundreds of children. You maintain. It is not your duty." Then it said, "What is heaven, sir? This is heaven. I don't know heaven. Heaven is, now I am happy with my children. I am happy with the fresh dung also. Eating those dung. And I am happy with my children, and this is heaven. What heaven can be there? which is the more superior to this function. No, this is the one. Then Brahmana thought, no use. I must take away all the children. So one by one, all the children were killed. Then again Brahmana came and said, how are you? Sir, see my position is very bad. All my children I lost. I am now suffering. I think, why should I have this human body? Let me die. Not human body, it is the body of a horse. But he thinks that I am a human body. Now, I want to die. If I die, I will be happy. Then Brahma sprinkled water from a kamandalu on the body of the horse. Its time has come for relief. Now the horse disappeared. Indra stood there. When Indra stood there, then Brahma asked him, who are you? Who are you? I am Indra. What were you? I don't know. What did you say? I never remember. Like this world. Now when we are at home, we are enjoying not one, all the people are home. Because, you see, it is another story. Kapota, kapoti, a bird. A bird, you see, both husband and wife. They were having a net on a tree. And the lady produced some eggs, from 5 or 6 eggs. Then after that, the mother should warm it. And from that, those eggs, the small birds should come. So they are doing that. After some day, and then they gave birth to the children, all these small birds. And daily, mother and father, they go out. And they bring insects, small insects, and these birds, they open their mouth and wait, and they come and put that in their mouth. They were baby. Like that, they have developed their wings, and still, one mother and father, they were going out and bringing some food for them. When wings came, they have gone, father and mother have gone out, and these small birds were coming down from the tree, and again they fly to the next. A hunter saw this. Then he spread a big net and gave some food and sprinkled some fruit on it. And these small birds, they thought, oh, somebody, who did that? Let us eat. So 5 or 6, they got down and there the food given to them by the bird hunter. But again, when they wanted to fly again, they cannot fly because the legs are in the net. That then they cannot fly. When they are in the net, the mother came with some food in her mouth and saw all children are in the net. Ah, so much labor, so much suffering I have undergone and carried them in my womb, and they were born, I gave them warmth, they became children, and now we were morning till night, we were going out bringing food for them, but now for whom I will bring food? For whom I can do, I will do such labor. And now why should I live in this nest alone when my children have gone? So I will never live. So he fell down willingly in the nest. He knows my children are in the nest. And why should I survive? I also will go. It is due to attachment towards samsara, world. Man works hard, always, to maintain his children. And he is suffering. He is never happy. Always looking at the boy and looking at the wife and children. They forget all sorts of suffering. Just like people work hard 5 days or 6 days, and one day they get leave. They think we'll enjoy. They go to cinema, they go to playground, they go to gallery to see this and that. They go by car, they go to different places to spend that holiday, enjoy. But they never think for a moment that why they have come to this world. And there is this, now mother has come down, now the father. Father came, and he saw the nest is vacant, children gone, and wife has gone. So why should I remain alone? In Western countries, no woman wants to remain alone. No man wants to remain alone. Whereas in Eastern countries, that sacrifice, the renunciation is there. Renunciation is not here. So now the father birth is thought, why is the wife survive? My wife has gone. She was always looking at me and giving my provisions and doing this and that. I will never survive. Now I also will go. So willingly, wife and husband both willingly came to the net. Already 5 or 6 were collected. Now this all together. It became 1 kg or 2 kg or 3 kg or 5 kg. That 5 kg he will earn from that. He sold and money. He was happy without any suffering, without any trouble, and freely, easily he could get. But the mother who has entered into the net, is there any meaning in it? Because children have gone, so why do they survive? Then you willingly go, thereby you are doing any service to the children. No, they have already gone. Now their father comes and says, my wife has gone, why do they survive? I also will die. So is it renunciation? Is it doing help to anybody? No. It is out of ignorance. All the 6 or 7 or 8 lives gone. Now it will go. The bodies will never remain in this world. It will go. But people who are ignorant of realizing the truth, they suffer. They suffer. When they fell into the net, they have not, they think, salvation. It is not free from the prison. They are in the prison. They are in the net. If not this net, they will born again as another form. And they also will fall in the net. Though they become human beings, then also they are in the net of Maya. Maya Jal. It is called Maya Jal. Maya Rekwariya Jaya Sarana Najaya. This Maya cannot be controlled by anybody. You cannot conquer the Maya. There is nobody in this world. No saint even. No demigods even. Many of yogi sages, they are all influenced by Maya. And how to control Maya? Vaviyasa gunamayi mama maya durakkaya mameva je prabadhanca maya metam sarva. Now, in order to conquer Maya, we have to surrender. Surrender. We have to sacrifice, surrender. Surrender means not to leave away his friends and children, wife and go to war. Not that. Surrender is everything will be there. Nothing you sacrifice. Everything is yours. But one thing is that you must have an attachment towards the Lord, that He is my master. I am His servant. And all these articles, all my friends and children and wife and all are His servants. If you think surrender, if you surrender to the Lord, who has all properties, your brains, and your body, your mind, adapt. Now you say, this is my body. I am. You are not Atma. This body is different from Atma or Jiva, soul. Body is different. It is material. And Atma is spiritual. There is no, both cannot unite. It cannot unite. It is different. So, how can Atma and Anatma, the material, matter and spirit cannot unite? But now, the matter, the material body, it talks. It hears, it walks, it does action through the existence of the spirit Atma. If Atma is not there, that body, the organs, the face, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue and sensation will be useless. If you don't talk, dead body, you cannot expect any answer from the dead body. It is dead. But now you talk, you act, you move on course, go quickly, 200 kilometers, toil, water. Vardhavera matrami kari parisram. I'm like a donkey, whatever. And the burden given to it, it must carry. If it don't carry, then they will beat. The master will beat it. So whatever burden is given on head, that load he has to carry. Like that, we carry the burden of this world individually. We are like that. We suffer. There is none who can give us relief. We cannot get relief. We have to suffer. So now, these sadhus who are very kind, and who can help us? We must approach them. Satam prasanga mama virja sambhito भवंती हुटकर्ण रसायना कथा तद्योचना और सर्ववर्ग वर्तमनी श्रद्धा रति भक्ति अनुक्रमित नाउ दिस साधु समाज ब्लेस अस एंड थ्रू द एसोसिएशन ऑफ साधु रियल साधु दे आर ऑल कंपैशनेट दे आर कंपैशनेट टू ऑल द क्रिएचर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड and human beings and beasts and birds, rich and poor, beautiful and educated, non-educated, and a man with pleasure feelings, a man in heart. All the creatures to whom they come across, they are always kind towards them. They see how they are suffering. These creatures, they are suffering. All the beasts are suffering, birds are suffering, human beings are suffering. Nobody is happy, but due to the ignorance, they have forgotten themselves. And what? They think that we are happy, but actually they are not happy. They are suffering. They are all suffering. They should be happy only when they come in contact with the real sadhu. They realize the sadhu and hear from them the way to attain eternal peace. Eternal happiness, they should come across the sadhu. Now if you take association of a sadhu, then we can hear message of the Lord, Supreme Lord. Satang prasangat mamid samvedo bhavanti utkarna rasayana katha. If I associate myself, if I submit myself to a sadhu, and I can hear from him the message, divine message of the Lord. It is the nectar. If I hear the message, then I am accepting nectar. That nectar will never destroy me. It is eternal. That nectar is called the transcendental knowledge. And that transcendental knowledge will never destroy me. On the other hand, it keeps me alive. I will be always alive. I have no birth. I will have no death. I will be happy always. That when I come to the margin of the truth, margin of the devotion, and then only I can change my thought, and my views will be completely changed. Then I can know that I have well advanced and real happiness and the sweetness of the nectar and the action of the nectar he can realize. Only if we do that, if we repeat the Nama as advised by the spiritual master or the devotee, then Vidyate Hridaya Granthi, my I and mine, Hridaya Granthi is Aham Mama, I am. One, I am so and so. And what is this? It is mine. I and mine, these two things, these are knots and this knot we carry. As long as the knot is there, we cannot move. This is the bondage. And if we have to move, then our doubts will be clear. And siddhate vaya granthi bhijyate urdaya granthi siddhante sarva samsaya kiyante jasya karman arna karma prarabdha karma, aprarabdha karma and sanchita karma, all will be destroyed. And my papa, all my sins and ajnana, nisaya, that also will disappear. Ajnana tamer naam kahiye kaito, then I will be free. I will be free from the influence of maya. Maya from subtle form is avidya. Avidya antare vartamana svayam dhira panditam manyamana dandravyamana paryanti mudha andhe naiva niyamana santo. That I am under the influence of naisance, that is ajnana.